As the United States economy sags, so does Mexico's, but one industry continues to boom: kidnapping. Mexico is now the second most dangerous country in that regard, behind Colombia. Unlike Colombia, Mexico's kidnappings are not politically motivated. Criminals are after money. For years, only the very wealthy were targeted. Now, crime gangs are scooping up just about anyone, as NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
Pedro José Galindo fits the profile of the classic Mexican kidnapping victim. He's a business owner, likely to have enough money in the bank to pay a hefty ransom. This summer, he was in fact abducted and held for weeks. To speed negotiations with his family, Galindo's captors systematically cut off his fingers.
Ahí me amarran, me quitan la ropa.
They kept me tied up without any clothes. I was there 29 days. I think it was a Tuesday when they cut my first finger off, after not getting what they wanted. In all, they cut off 4 fingers.
Mexican security forces recently freed Galindo, breaking up a well-organized team of crooks that included a surgeon to perform the amputations. But Galindo's rescue is the exception here. Increasingly common are the abductions. According to the government, NGOs, and security firms, kidnapping is reaching record levels in Mexico. There are no federal statistics, but Mexico's leading citizen group, Mexicans United Against Crime, believes the rate has doubled in the last 2 years, into the tens of thousands. The group's president, Miguel Arroyo, says the explosion in kidnappings began with the fall of Mexico's most notorious gang, the Arismendi family, in 1999. The Arismendis cut off their victims' ears.
Fue detenida finalmente y está en prisión su cabecilla principal, pero en todo este proceso que...
The group's leadership is now in jail, he says, but during the judicial process, the authorities made the mistake of publicly revealing the gang's modus operandi. And worse, he adds, they revealed the enormous sums of money they'd been earning through their kidnapping ring. Arroyo says soon after, small-time drug dealers and car thieves flocked to the more lucrative kidnapping market. For a citizen with money, there are ways to protect oneself, from satellite tracking chip implants to bodyguards to pricey security consultants. Mexico's most wealthy often live lives part James Bond, part prisoner in their own homes. International security firms say about 1,200 business people are abducted yearly in Mexico, up from around 200 a decade ago. Dale Balkley of International Training Incorporated teaches executives how to avoid kidnappings while driving.
The rule of thumb is stop where you can see the tires touching the street and the car in front of you. That gives you enough room to allow you to move if you need to move. Now, what I'm not going to tell you is that somebody comes up and sticks a knife in your throat and says, give me your money, that you're going to risk your life to save your car. But if it's a life and death situation, you need to have a little bit of room.
Buckley says hundreds of multinational companies put their employees through this training, but it isn't just the wealthy who are being targeted these days. Thieves are making quick strikes against average citizens, content to nab a few $100 and the odd cell phone or wristwatch. The rage in kidnappings these days is called the Express. It usually works like this. Taxi drivers, in tandem with gun-toting thugs, rough up unsuspecting passengers, then force them to withdraw cash from bank machines. The optimum hour is just before midnight. That way, the thieves can max out the cards a second time, just after the date changes. One recent victim of an Express kidnap, American journalist and longtime Mexico City resident Frank Contreras.
They held the gun up to me, first up to my face, and then up to my rib cage, and they said, close your eyes. Don't open them or you'll die.
Contreras was held for hours as the bandits withdrew hundreds of dollars from his accounts. Once released, he says he was reluctant to go to the police. In fact, authorities say 9 out of 10 such crimes go unreported. The reason, often the police themselves form part of the kidnapping gangs. Also, understaffed and ill-equipped investigators have no means to help after the fact.
It's part of, like, the whole reality that we're in here, you know? It's hard to explain to an American what that means because you walk it through your days in your city where you live and you sense that, you know, the system's there for you. You can turn to it when you need it. And here, you just don't have that feeling. That's like a black hole under your feet.
Mexican business leaders are demanding President Fox appoint a special prosecutor in charge of kidnappings. But with the financial slowdown in Mexico, next year's budget for public security is slated for reduction. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.